This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe Shane and Brian Daboll drafted Jackson Dart.
Right.
There's something about Jackson Dart that they really liked. Yes. Whatever it is. And there was something about Shedeur Sanders that they didn't like. And maybe other teams didn't like either about Shedeur Sanders. But they finally got the quarterback that they drafted.
I think they like everything about Jackson Dart. Like I said, the always when you're looking at quarterbacks, first off, at least tell me something about the physical part of before we go into – well, he's just got it or whatever. No, and when you watch Jackson Dart, good size, mobility, good arm. Is it a top flight? Is it the Josh Allen and all that group of arm? No, it's not that, but it's plenty good. There's no doubt about that. And his personality is it's interesting. I don't know him. I really never met him, said hi to him for 2 seconds, I think, 2 days ago. But it must be there because Brian Daboll, I don't know how many times they worked him out, but they were on it a lot. So they must have liked all the intangibles that they're looking for. Does he just love it? He can't wait to get in there every day and do work and all that kind of stuff. That's what they're looking for personality-wise with quarterbacks. Now can that match up with the physical talent? Carson Beck, no matter how he plays this year, everything you kind of talked about is going to come back. And I don't know if he can recover to the level that a lot of people had him at. But he can go out there and have a really good year, lead his team at Miami, and show enough where he can get back on the radar big time with the NFL and see if it turns out to be what he really wants.
Is there a player in college? I know it's Arch Manning. We'll get to Arch Manning a little bit later. But is there a player or quarterback in college that nobody's talking about that is going to just shock everybody, kind of like Joe Burrow did when he went to LSU?
Yeah, Joe Burrow, hey, a good year, his junior year. But the offense was awful, the design. Then they changed the offense, and Joe Burrow's a superstar. Yes, I know he had great receivers.
Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase were
I know, but he was laying it in there.
Yes, he was.
And it was all about him and those guys, and they got it done. So, yeah, there's a guy who played at Washington State, John Mateer. I think I got it right.
John Mateer, okay.
And I was like, watched him, I go, I've never even really heard much about him. When I told you the name, have you ever heard his name?
I had not heard about him at all, no.
Oh, all I can say is, man, he can throw it.
So he is now.
And he can move.
But he's at Oklahoma now?
He transferred to Oklahoma.
How much did they pay him?
Well, a lot, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
these kids going to transfer portal, I mean, I hate it.
$5 million, $6 million. It's big numbers for some of them. I don't know what he got. Now, only thing that worries me about him, at Washington State, he is a highlight show. Now, he's going to Oklahoma. Can they turn into an offense that really is going to show his skills off? That'll be interesting to see. I didn't look at Oklahoma these last couple years thinking they really had an offense that's going to make you a star.
Yeah, once Lincoln Riley left, I mean, all of a sudden it seemed like that thing fell flat a little bit.
It did, and they definitely needed to go out and get a big-time quarterback, and they did that.
Wow, I've never heard of this kid.
Yeah.
So somebody to look for, I guess, at Oklahoma. We'll see
what
happens.
There's quite a few quarterbacks out there that'll catch your eye this year.
So in your estimation, this is a guess, a speculation. Everybody, and I saw where Colin Coward came out and said, Nick Saban and Arch Manning to the Cleveland Browns in next year's draft.
Yeah, I heard it. I was working and saw it. Now you know what I thought?
What'd you think?
Makes sense.
What about if New Orleans has the number one pick? Does Arch Manning come out of Texas if, in fact, he has a good year at Texas, lives up to everything, and steps in his grandfather's footsteps?
Yeah, we'll talk about that maybe here soon. But, yeah, Arch Manning, if he has a good year, I believe he'll come out.
Really?
I do. I know. But
I hope. I look at Jackson Dart, like we were talking about. I look at a lot of these other kids that are coming out of school now. They've been there for 4 or 5 years. Some kids have played for 3 different schools. And I know it stinks from the school standpoint, the transfer portal standpoint, and they're always looking for another job or another spot to go play and not really want to fight for their job where they are because maybe the kid there was a little bit better than they are, and they don't want to fight through the adversity of competition for that spot, which is what this is all turning into. But if Arch Manning comes out after, playing 15, 16 games, I can understand if they go to the national championship game, maybe then. But if he doesn't lead his team to the national championship game, and by the way, when are we going to start seeing players pulling the plug on, say, the final 4 games of the year if they realize their team is out of the playoff hunt in college so they don't get hurt?
Well, they only pull out maybe the last game or the bowl game.
They don't play
the
bowl game. I know that. But when are we going to start seeing, though?
Oh, well, I don't know. I haven't even thought that deep into it. I would hope not. We won't see 4 or 5 games because that is going to be a knock against you to a degree. So you don't want, here's my John Mateer, 6'1", 224.
Got his notes out, boys.
Yeah, I had to look at it just to make sure. And I wrote down, legs, reminds me of Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
There gets rid of it quick.
Nice.
Doesn't miss routine throws. He's a machine.
He's got thick thighs.
And he can really throw extremely well on the run. So that's just a few things I wrote down about him.
So he has thick thighs.
I don't know, Boomer. Okay. But you're early on in this thick thing.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
Well, I don't know.
You forget this. You brought this up at a draft show that you, me, and Gio did. And you called him thick.
Well, yeah, he
was
Gio was thick.
He was thick. He was thick and sweaty.
I did. I remember slapping him on the back, going, "Damn!" I said, "What did I say?" I said, "Man, you're a big
some bitch.
You're big," but he was sweaty.
Yeah, he was big. Yes, you're a big sweaty some bitch. Is what
it was hot doing that draft. Oh my gosh, we did the first round of that draft. Oh my, yes. It was brutally hot wherever we were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.